W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Secretary of Defense Austin calling for an international response as the Israel-Hamas war continues.
We're working to ensure that this conflict does not escalate beyond Gaza. But as we are driving to stabilize the region, Iran is raising tensions by continuing to support terrorist groups and militias.
He's in Tel Aviv for an update on the conflict. The body of the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is lying in repose today in the Great Hall of the U.S. Supreme Court. Mortgage giant Mr. Cooper has notified its current and former clients that their personal information may be impacted by a security breach. The Pope says Roman Catholic priests can bless same-sex couples, but stop short of okaying the sacrament of marriage. Former President Trump again urging a Georgia judge to dismiss the Fulton County indictment against him, saying it violates his First Amendment rights. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're hearing from the first fake elector about efforts to declare Donald Trump the winner of Wisconsin's presidential votes 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt says the Trump campaign told him the documents they were signing were a backup in case the former president won a legal challenge.
So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Hitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's cooperating with a federal investigation. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. More than 400 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The United States Department of Agriculture issued an important finding for the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project on Friday. The USDA Rural Utilities Service issued a finding of no significant impact on the environment for the proposed natural gas plant, which would occupy about 26 acres near Superior, Wisconsin. There are still hurdles to get past before the project can officially break ground, but the ruling from the USDA affirms the energy plant's role in supporting the transition to clean energy. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $5 billion in available funding for local transportation services that serve seniors and those with disabilities. According to a press release, the funds for the grant program will be provided by the bipartisan infrastructure law. In the press release, Governor Evers said, quote, "If folks anywhere in Wisconsin need help getting to a grocery store, a job, or a medical appointment, they should have good, safe options." And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another frustrating day for the Packers, losing 34-20 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We've had highs and we've had lows, so it's just finding a way to win these games. That's what it comes down to. Got three games left, so, you know, just got to get back to the win column.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Rockets 128-119 at Fiserv Forum, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Most career rebounds, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Does Giannis see a day his record will be broken?
Obviously, they're going to be. Now that a player that's going to come along in a couple of years that's going to break all of the records the same way that I don't think anybody assumed that the kid from Greece that was drafted supposed to, you know, play in the G League, be in a position to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record. I don't think anybody thought about that. Hopefully, if I'm not busy with kids and I'm not in the island enjoying my life, I'm going to be here and celebrating him and applauding him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. We're dealing with some scattered flurries early, but by this afternoon, mostly sunny skies will make their way through. High temperatures will hit the low 20s, but with a blustery wind gusting out of the north at 30 miles per hour, it's feeling more like the single digits to low teens. Stay warm. Currently, it's 15.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, December 18th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number 2 of the big show, Mr. Zommers. Always great to have State Senator Kel Royce here. Great to have someone who's an attorney, who is a legislator, who has been out in the real world and can help us kind of boil down some of these issues that are sometimes controversial, but at least in terms that people can understand.
Absolutely. And also, importantly, is a woman.
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah, you get the trifecta, the three most important right. perspectives on the issue.
Yeah. No, and as I said during the interview, I mean, look, I'm a dude, you're a dude, and I don't know how any of us who are men can fully understand what it's like for a woman to face that choice of what to do with her own body in a situation where she becomes pregnant, perhaps against her will. And for me, the bottom line is that we have to respect and love the women in our lives. And I want a safe and legal option available. Whether the woman chooses to take that option is up to her, her clergy, her God, if she has one, and her spouse, what have you. But I want that option there. And I think that I'm not old enough to remember the days before Roe v. Wade, but I've certainly heard horrific stories of people who were. I don't know of anyone who wants to go back to, you know, so-called back alley, you know, butcher abortions.
Absolutely.
And coat hangers and the like, where women went through atrocious things because of the stigma that surrounded the issue.
Yeah. And then you get all these people, the religious zealots, as Kelda Royce referred to them, trying to get rid of abortion for everyone else and make that decision for them. And then you find out they pay for abortions.
Right.
And it's like, well, this was different. Well, it's different every time.
Right.
Everyone has their own story. And I feel like, as men, it is our responsibility to listen to the women in our lives that we care about, take them seriously, because unfortunately, the way the world is, the world doesn't always take them seriously. So,
well said. Well said.
We have to do what we can to elevate that voice.
Yeah. Appreciate having Senator Royce here, and we'll look forward to having her back in the year ahead. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I think it's important to recognize it and not just look past it. We have to keep bringing these factual things before us and discuss them a little bit. Headline, this is a well-put article by Zachary Wolf of CNN. Headline, Trump's rhetoric in final campaign sprint goes to a new dark extreme. Donald Trump's rhetoric dropped to a spine-tingling new low this weekend with less than a month to go before the Iowa caucuses. Can you believe that? Less than a month to go before the Iowa caucuses. The GOP frontrunner said migrants are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of the United States and quoted Russian President Vladimir Putin about the, quote, rottenness, unquote, of American democracy. Whipping up thousands of supporters at a New Hampshire hockey rink on Saturday, the former president again drew comparisons to the language of Nazi Germany, with the comments about migrants, mostly from Africa, Asia, and South America, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, unquote. The language, quote, parrots Adolf Hitler, unquote, President Joe Biden's reelection campaign alleged. Experts pointed to the passages in Hitler's manifesto, Mein Kampf, in which the future dictator called for racial purity and said German blood was being, quote, poisoned by Jews. Trump has used the line previously in an interview with a conservative news outlet and bringing it out for rally suggests he could be adding it to his routine. He drew criticism last month for describing his political rivals as, quote, vermin, unquote, another term that has anti-Semitic connotations and has been employed into Nazi rhetoric. This is just disgusting to me. And again, as we said at the top of last hour, this is why you have people like Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Republican of Wisconsin, and now Andrew Hitt, former chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, both calling Trump out, both saying that neither one will vote for Trump, both saying they will not attend the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee if Trump is the nominee.
And this is what happens as Donald Trump continues to excise everybody around him who has the potential to have a conscience and say no.
Yeah.
We get, there's no way that you say these things without knowing where it comes from.
Right.
And no. If you do one time, like maybe the vermin thing was just him spouting off, then you'd think somebody close to him would say, you know, you just quoted Hitler. And then you'd be like, oops. But no, right. He's leaning into it.
No, they know exactly what they're doing. And it's sad. And again, unless you're a Native American or of Native American descent, all of us derived from immigrants, the melting pot of America is what makes us unique as a country, that we're not here based on ethnicity. We're not based here on race. We're not based here on geography. We are here as a country based on an ideal and freedom and pursuit of happiness. Before we go to break, I want to take a moment to recognize some sad news that came out this morning from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about one of the Wisconsin men's basketball players, a former player. This from Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the passing of former basketball player Walt McGrory. Says the Wisconsin men's basketball program has lost a member of its family. Walt McGrory, who joined the program as a walk-on in 2017 and was a member of the team for four seasons, died on Saturday after a lengthy battle with cancer. The standout from Edina High School in Minnesota was diagnosed with osteocarcinoma, a form of bone cancer, in August of 2021. Doctors had amputated part of his left leg in April of this year. Current UW players Tyler Wall and center and Carter Gilmore and former players Trevor Anderson and Carter Higginbotham were able to drive to Minnesota before the season started to visit McGrory. They talked about trying to just cheer him up, make him laugh, not talk a lot about the illness. McGrory had started a GoFundMe page in September, and fans and friends helped raise more than $136,000. Head coach Greg Gard took time out after UW's victory over Robert Morrison on November 17th to ask fans to think of McGrory, whose condition at that time was deteriorating. Quote, I first want to start out with something that's way bigger than tonight's game, the game of basketball itself. For Badger Nation, those that are out there and tuning in, whatever your philosophical, spiritual mode is that you do, if you could send some good thoughts and prayers to Walt McGrory's way, that would mean a lot. And Walt, if you're listening or watching with your family, just to let you know, we love you here in Madison, and are thinking about you and praying for you, unquote. The words of head basketball coach Greg Gard. That was on November 17th. And again, according to his family, Walt McGrory passed away after a courageous battle against cancer. I followed it kind of tangentially on Instagram and other places. And to me, and again, I covered Pioneer basketball when Bo Ryan was the coach in Platteville and Greg Gard was a player, then a student grad assistant. Walt McGrory, who I did not know, never met, but to me, he epitomized everything that Bo Ryan and Greg Gard's programs are about. A kid who might not have all the natural talent or be the starter or be the star kid, but wants to be part of a program and walked on and fought every day. And people who have never had the insight that I was privileged to have at some of those practices, the scout team, which McGrory played on a lot in practice, that does more to prepare the guys like Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker and everyone else more than anybody else. The Brad Davidsons of the world get all the credit. As well, they should a lot. But it's guys like Walt McGrory who studied that film, who knew the opposition, who could take the role of the opposition in practice and the scout team that made the Brad Davidsons, that made the Connor Assegians what they are today. And so my heart goes out to Walt McGrory's family. My prayers go to his family. But even in the face of death, he found out there was like a 30% chance he would survive this. He kept fighting. He went on Instagram. He stayed positive. He talked about his illness. Kept training. Never gave up. And that, to me, embodies what Bo Ryan and Greg Gard's programs are about. Yes, they want to win Big Ten championships. Yes, they want to get to Final Fours. Yes, someday we want to win a national championship. But it's about showing up on time every day. It's about doing what you're asked, doing whatever you can to be supportive of the team and the culture and to build that program and to make that program proud and make the state of Wisconsin proud. I don't know anybody who's done it any better than Walt McGrory. If you have time, go online, look him up. His last name is spelled M-C, capital G as in George, R-O-R-Y. Walt McGrory. When we have fundraisers here in Madison, and of course, Coach Gard lost his dad to cancer. His mom has battled cancer. He and former coach Bo Ryan have done so much along with Andy North to raise money for the Carbone Cancer Center here in Madison and in Wisconsin. When opportunities come up, and if you can afford it, whatever you can do, whatever you can give, consider giving to these organizations and these programs. Because there are cures on the horizon. It didn't help Walt McGrory, but he helped us tremendously. The spirit of Walt McGrory will live on, and we're thankful for him. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is Civic Media's Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Sommers on the board. Glad to have you along. Now at 20 past 1 on December 18th, 2023. Want to follow up on a story that we've been covering, and our own Luke Mathers here at Civic Media has talked about this at length on the air and otherwise. And we have a new wrinkle in the United States Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas in particular. ProPublica, a great organization. You can find them at ProPublica.org. In a news story out this morning, quote, a delicate matter. Clarence Thomas's private complaints about money sparked fears he would resign. What we're finding out from this reporting at ProPublica is that basically Clarence Thomas said, if I don't get paid more, I might just resign. And then what are you going to do?
Good riddance. Get out of here.
Well,
that's just my personal opinion. I mean,
that, sure. But again, that's not how the Supreme Court's supposed to work. I mean, you can't bargain for a higher salary.
Well, exactly. What I'm saying is if somebody's trying to do that, let them bargain. Right. Let them get ousted. Just get out of here. If sure. that's why you're here, stop.
In this story, I'm going to start at the top here, quote the story, says in early January of 2000, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was at a five-star beach resort in Sea Island, Georgia, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. After almost a decade on the court, Thomas had grown frustrated with his financial situation, according to friends. He had recently started his young grandnephew, and Thomas's wife was started raising, I should say, his young grandnephew, and Thomas's wife was soliciting advice on how to handle the new expenses. The month before, the justice had borrowed $267,000 from a friend to buy a new high-end recreational vehicle. At the resort, Thomas gave a speech at the off-the-record conservative conference. He found himself seated next to a Republican member of Congress on the flight home. The two men talked, and the lawmaker left the convention, worried that Thomas might resign. Congress should give Supreme Court justices a pay raise, Thomas told him. If lawmakers didn't act, quote, one or more justices will leave soon, unquote. Maybe in the next year. At the time, Thomas's salary was $173,600 a year, equivalent to over $300,000 in today's dollars. But he was one of the least wealthy members of the court. And on multiple occasions in that period, he pushed for ways to make more money. In other private conversations, Thomas repeatedly talked about removing a ban on justices giving paid speeches. According to ProPublica, Thomas's efforts were described in records from the time obtained by ProPublica, including a confidential memo to Chief Justice William Rehnquist from a top judiciary official seeking guidance on what he termed a, quote, delicate matter, unquote. The documents, as well as interviews, offer insight into how Thomas was talking about his finances at a crucial period in his tenure, just as he was developing his relationships with a set of wealthy benefactors. This reporting by ProPublica is extraordinary. And if you look back in 2000, when Clarence Thomas was deep in debt, so he met with his congressman basically said, if I don't get a better salary or more money, I'm going to quit, and other conservatives might do the same. And here now is a copy of this letter obtained by ProPublica from Cliff Stearns, the congressman that met with Clarence Thomas back in 2000. After this meeting, he wrote this to Justice Thomas, quote, "Dear Justice Thomas, just a note to let you know how much I enjoyed visiting with you on the flight back from Jacksonville to Dulles. I intend to look into a bill to raise the salaries of members of the Supreme Court. As we agreed, it is worth a lot to Americans to have the Constitution properly interpreted. We must have the proper incentives here, too." The quote I mentioned, and which I'm sure you'll appreciate, is provided below. Quote, "Have patience a while. Slanderers are not long-lived. Truth is the child of time. Ere long she shall appear to vindicate thee." Unquote. Immanuel Kant. "With kind personal regards, I am sincerely Cliff Stearns, United States Representative." So this congressman, after getting the message from Clarence Thomas, says, look, just be patient. We'll get you paid off. Well, they couldn't get the bill passed to get Clarence Thomas enough and all the justices more money. But it was shortly after this that Clarence Thomas started receiving all these gifts. A coincidence? I think not. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Cindy in Appleton, thanks for listening, Cindy. What say you?
Well, I say let them go. If they can't live on $170,000 a year, that's pretty good money in my book.
Right? I mean, even for Washington, D.C., $177,000 ain't chump change. Yep. Appreciate the call, Cindy. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think of this reporting by ProPublica exposing that Clarence Thomas back in 2000 met with members of, or a member of Congress, and they were looking to increase the salary, and shortly thereafter, gifts started appearing for Clarence Thomas? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, also off the text line on WMDX. Andrew from Verona says, quote, "I'm with Zomers. Good riddance, Clarence. Quit and join the political speaking circuit. If you're in it for the money, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and find it in the private sector." Unquote. There you go. Somebody else on WMDX says, what was his net worth again? Isn't it like $80 million or something?
I believe, unquote. I looked it up, and the number I saw was from October. I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but it said like $32 million. However, that's still a lot.
Yes. Yes. It's a heck of a lot. And at this time in 2000, as ProPublica is reporting, Clarence Thomas didn't even have that much money. Again, a quote from the story here says, Congress never lifted the ban on speaking fees or gave the justices a major raise. But in the years that followed, as ProPublica has reported, Clarence Thomas accepted a stream of gifts from friends and acquaintances that appear to be unparalleled, unparalleled in the modern history of the Supreme Court. Some defrayed living expenses, large and small, private school tuition for his grandnephew, vehicle batteries, tires, other gifts from a cadre of the ultra-rich men in the supplemented in his lifestyle, such as free international vacations on the private jet and super yacht of a Dallas real estate billionaire, Harlan Crow. What do you think about these Supreme Court justices getting all this, these gifts, Clarence Thomas in particular? 844-967-2789. We will discuss on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. At least that's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not said what he might do. Security details for next summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are almost finished. Milwaukee's public safety leaders offered an update over the weekend. They're identifying a security zone surrounding Fiserv Forum. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says people who aren't part of the convention but live and work in that area will not be completely cut off. More details are expected this spring. I'm Terry Bell. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Lawmakers from Wisconsin and Minnesota have sent a bipartisan letter to United States Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calling for federal funding to rebuild the Blatnik Bridge. The bridge connects Superior, Wisconsin and Duluth, Minnesota, and according to Senator Amy Klobuchar, it serves 33,000 cars a day and transports about $4 billion worth of goods each year. The bridge is about 60 years old. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz have also requested federal funding for repairs. The body of a man who had been reported missing was found over the weekend in northwest Wisconsin. According to officials from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the missing person was reported to them on Sunday afternoon. The man had reportedly not come home after last being seen driving a UTV in the area. Deputies searched the rural Amory area and eventually found the man, who was pronounced deceased at the scene. Officials say he likely lost control of his UTV and struck a tree in the area. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another frustrating day for the Packers, losing 34-20 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We've had highs and we've had lows, so it's just finding a way to win these games. That's what it comes down to. Got three games left, so, you know, just got to get back to the win column.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Rockets 128-119 at Fiserv Forum, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Most career rebounds, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Does Giannis see a day his records will be broken?
Obviously, they're going to be another player that's going to come along in a couple of years that's going to break all of the records the same way that I don't think anybody assumed that the kid from Greece that was drafted supposed to, you know, play in the G League, be in a position to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar record. I don't think anybody thought about that. Hopefully, if I'm not busy with kids and I'm not in the island enjoying my life, I'm going to be here and celebrating him and applauding him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. We're dealing with some scattered flurries early, but by this afternoon, mostly sunny skies will make their way through. High temperatures will hit the low 20s, but with a blustery wind gusting out of the north at 30 miles per hour, it's feeling more like the single digits to low teens. Stay warm. Right now, 17 degrees.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, talking about this news story today from ProPublica, a great organization. You can find their work at ProPublica.org. This great investigative piece on Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and uncovering this letter from a member of the U.S. Congress back in shortly after 2000, when Thomas met with this guy and said, you know, unless I start making more, I may just have to step down and other conservatives might step down with me. Well, it scared the living holy heck out of the Republicans. And shortly thereafter, ProPublica has found that this stream of gifts started flowing. The biggest of which was from Harlan Crow, the billionaire real estate mogul from Dallas, Texas. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's call all the way out to beautiful San Francisco. And David, listening in San Francisco. Thanks for listening, David. What say you?
Well, yeah, thanks. I must say I've got a vested interest in this because 30 years ago, I invested in 1,000 impeached Clarence Thomas buttons. And every time I reach in one of my suit pockets that I haven't worn in years, I find another handful of them. So this guy, I've got a vested interest in seeing to it that I sell my my stock out. And I'm running low now. I'm down to about last 30 as far as
really?
I can tell.
Well, maybe, oh, yeah, maybe like yeah, eBay or Etsy or something like that. You can make a little money off of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's I've got three judges out here wearing them. I know enough politicians. I helped get a couple of judges elected. So it's been a nice opportunity to keep the heat up. But this, if you remember, Clarence Thomas, his wife, Jenny, has been the background for him. And you remember there was the ugly ruling that they did called Citizens United that said that money is the same thing as a vote.
Right.
That it's not one man, one vote. It's $1, one vote. And that you know, the founding fathers have got to be an energy source in their own right, the way they're spinning in their graves. Because these, you know, this guy, Harlan Crow, basically handed, if I remember right, it was $125 that he handed to Jenny Thomas to put together that Citizens United ruling or the Citizens United case to be brought to the Supreme Court. So they put together a phony organization that begged for the right to have money be declared as an aspect of voting, and that the secret money, it's even gotten worse. It was bad enough when it was public money that could be given to these politicians, but now it's secret money can be handed to politicians, and that it was Harlan Crow that put together that package to begin with by bribing Clarence Thomas's wife or paying her outright. Now, what's a nice opportunity in this is that we can all boycott Crow properties. And I think if you go to the website Crow Development, it's Crow Holdings.
Crow Holdings, all right.
Yeah, crowholdings.com, and then you go to the developers page, or development page, you'll find that there are three different sections. There's residential, industrial, and offices. And I don't see any holdings that he has directly in Wisconsin, but if you go to the industrial, he does have offices in Chicago.
All right.
So he's not limited to Texas. He's got offices. He's got properties all over America. And that gives us all an opportunity to boycott Crow.
I love that.
Crow.
Well,
market forces. Right. Yeah.
You raised some great points, David. Thank you so much for listening out there in the beautiful San Francisco on the Civic Media app. Really appreciate you calling in. David has some great perspective there. And for me, you know, look, influence in politics has been happening, as my fifth grade teacher Otis Scott used to say, since God was a boy. This is nothing new. But I think what's new, and this reporting from ProPublica shows it, is that the length and the depth and the amount of money. And there's no way that any human can take that much money and gifts and not have some effect on how you look at things. That's why I find disturbing to me. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I think, you know, I've pointed out before, I think the ancient Persians, I just was checking on it again today to make sure I wasn't misremembering. According to Herodotus, in ancient Persia, corrupt judges were executed and flayed alive, or they were flayed alive, and their skins used to cover the judicial bench as a warning against other judges accepting bribes. And I'm not suggesting we do that, but we have to get to the point where this money is coming in from outside sources to these judges, and that these are people that may or may not be prepared, or their friends may or may not be appearing before the courts. And when does it just become ridiculous that this is just unacceptable? I mean, that raise these judges' salaries up to, you know, whatever they think it's necessary to keep them from, you know, needing to accept these bribes to live the lifestyle which they have become accustomed to, which apparently Clarence Thomas thinks he's you know, a should be treated in a more kingly manner, and maybe leave it at that, or select people that don't think that need to be, you know, take this extra money into to be satisfied with their lot in life. I mean, it is just ridiculous that, I mean, even the ancients, you know, considered something like that, you know, looked on that with jaded eyes, I guess, and that, you know, it's just shocking to me that there isn't more of an outcry of it about, and maybe the outcry is just starting, but I mean, it is just ridiculous that these guys think that they need extra money coming in so they can live a more extravagant lifestyle.
And they leveraged it, Mark, right? I mean, they look at these Republican lawmakers and they said, look, you've got us on the court to you know, basically protect your interests, but, you know, we can walk away at any time. And you know, would you still have a conservative court? And the fact they leverage this for their own personal gain, you know, apparently, allegedly, I have to add that ProPublica tried to get a comment from Thomas and Crow. They did not respond for questions to the story. Imagine that. But I mean, we're all human, right? There's no way that any human could take that much money and gifts and not have some sort on the back of their mind when a case came before them and they knew that the people that gave them all these money and gifts felt a certain way. That's going to influence you. I don't care who you are.
Well, when I started out with the state, you know, decades ago now, and I'm now retired. The first thing they put us through, put the ethics code in front of us, and we had to, you know, read that and try to kind of understand that before we you know, that, you know, as part of our employment. I mean, then that was what part of that there is. You know, I was just a lowly accountant, and part of that was not accepting gifts.
Right.
That it you know, from, you know, customers. Yeah. It just is, it or potential customers, and it just is sad that these guys that you know, are held up as these paragons of virtue, which I would not classify Clarence Thomas as that anymore, or Samuel Alito, that they are, you know, they're in some sense probably corrupt, and
right.
that needs to be recognized.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this new reporting today by ProPublica at ProPublica.org, citing this letter from a member of Congress back in 2000. I'll tell you the member in just a second here. Cliff Stearns, Republican in Congress back in January 11th of 2000, in which he wrote to the member of Congress, wrote to Clarence Thomas after seeing him at a conservative event. And Thomas said, you know, if I don't start making more money, I may just resign. And this congressman wrote back and said on official U.S. House letterhead, look, just be patient. We're going to find out a way, figure out a way to get more money. And then ProPublica weaved together all the evidence and found out that all these elaborate gifts and trips from the ultra rich started flowing into Clarence Thomas shortly after that. 844-967-2789. Also, you can text us on the app. Let's go to Karina in Milwaukee calling in. Karina, thanks for listening. What say you?
You know what? This is disgusting. Seriously, you signing up for a public to be a public servant. You have a law degree. Do you want more money? Go work hard for 10, 15 years, become a partner, open mutual fund, whatever you can do with your degree to make more money, go ahead and do it. But if you're going to, this is position of honor and this is position of power. If this is not enough, you in the wrong place and not only not threaten us as a public to resign, but please do as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because this is not a place for you to be. And Todd, if you have time to talk about that threesome issue in Florida, I really would appreciate, because the thing is, there is audacity, like you said, audacity of a man, not only thinking that it's okay, not only trying to extort $2.5 million for what? That you rape someone? Yeah. Why nobody talking about that there is somebody who got raped in the process?
Right. We've talked about where.
Nobody talking about it?
You read my mind, Karina. That is going to be our last story of the day. I have it all queued up here. We're going to hear from a kid. We're going to hear from a kid in one of the school districts in Florida who took on this guy's wife, who is allegedly part of this threesome. We're going to hear from him. But yeah, you're right. We talked about it last week. We're going to continue talking about it. But I appreciate your bringing it up, Karina. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Karina in Milwaukee. She read my mind, Mr. Zell.
She really did. Yeah. Before we started talking about this topic, Todd was like, all right, I've got some audio I want to send you regarding the Bridget Ziegler and everything. And then, yeah perfect segue.
It's, but let me just finish up quickly on this Clarence Thomas stuff. I'm still glad that, and this again shows why independent journalism is so critical. I'm talking about ProPublica. I've known about these folks for a long time, and they are meticulous. I've been interviewed by ProPublica for stories here in Wisconsin. They are meticulous in their research and trying to get it right and make sure that they bring forward the truth. And I hope that you all go and check out ProPublica.org, a great news organization. And the fact that they have uncovered this letter from a member of Congress from 2000 that specifically said, we talked to you and we're going to get you more money, and then linked it all together. I just don't know how going forward that Clarence Thomas could truly be non-partial or impartial in weighing some of these issues on the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm agreeing with these callers. I mean, they should either resign or truly we should look at some form of, you know, impeachment. I'm not a big impeachment type of person, but this, if the allegations are true, if this evidence is accurate that ProPublica is putting forward, I would not feel comfortable with Clarence Thomas continuing on the bench. We're going to come back. One to get ready, two for the show, or three to get ready, and a threesome, menage a trois. Republicans in Florida finally stripping power from their chairman. We'll come back and talk about it. Your calls as well on the other side. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready to Know.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Joe on the phone line.
Mike Johnson has said this new footage completely demolishes the narrative of January 6th. And I find this so stupid. Now, imagine a bank robbery, and then the defense attorney shows footage from the employee lounge of the bank and says that there's no crime here. It's so remarkably stupid. You show the footage where the crime took place.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
Mike Johnson told a gathering of Christian nationalists that weeks before he became House Speaker, the Lord told me very clearly to prepare to become a Moses who will lead the nation through the Red Sea moment.
Holy Moses! That's your House Speaker listening to the voices in his head.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock, and that's 10 minutes away from top of the hour network news, weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, going to be in on these airwaves. You know what I found out over the weekend? Talking to Matt, his wife is lovely. His wife is originally from Monroe, Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
I get to Monroe all the time. So I cannot, it's too big, you understand, too big to announce on the air right now. But I can tell you that Matt Flynn and I have some big plans in 2024.
I'm excited to hear about this.
So stay tuned.
I hope I get to know about it.
You will get to know about them. Yes, it may involve Matt and Todd on the road, you know, traveling around Wisconsin, eating cheese, talking politics. Anyway, Matt Flynn Direct coming up. I'm sure he'll talk about this. I want to button up this issue quickly. Clarence Thomas on this story of ProPublica, finding out that he talked to a member of Congress. There was a letter sent from Congress for a member saying, just hang in there, we'll get you more money. Don't resign. And shortly thereafter, a bunch of these extravagant gifts started flowing into Clarence Thomas. We're going to get to the Florida threesome in a second. But first, Mary in Wauwatosa has been holding. Mary, you wanted to say what about Clarence Thomas? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I was a purchasing agent for 27 years for Wisconsin State. And I recall that it was expected that we didn't accept so much as a pad of paper or a pen with the vendor's name. And once upon visiting a vendor for a tour of their facility, we literally left a check to pay for our lunches that they provided for us. So this particularly grates on me when I hear about this stuff.
No,
thanks for your coverage.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for your listenership, Mary in Wauwatosa. Thank you so much. You're right. I mean, I worked for the state of Wisconsin in the state Senate. I worked for United States Congress, for a member of Congress. And yes, there are ethics rules. There are things very clearly laid out, even for staff, that you can and cannot do. I mean, a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, only 9 of them, they know very clearly what they can and can't do. So we'll continue to follow this. I'm sure, at least I'm assuming, that our friend Matt Flynn will also have something to say about this too, coming up after the top of the hour.
And I imagine tomorrow we'll ask Luke Mathers about it.
Well, Luke starts not on until Thursday this week.
Oh, right, because we have something big tomorrow.
We have tomorrow, stay with us tomorrow, a special two-hour edition. We have Brigadier General David May, commander of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. He's bringing in a couple of, I believe, an F-35 pilot, and also a brand new airman. What's it like being brand new in the Air National Guard? And talking about that. And then we're going to take your calls. If you've ever wanted to ask a general from the Air National Guard a question, tomorrow is your chance. He's going to take your questions live on the air. So be here for that tomorrow, a special two-hour show with Brigadier General David May and other folks from Wisconsin Air National Guard. Also, we'll find out what a general listens to music-wise. Play some of the general's music. Looking forward to that. Very quickly, and Karina hit on this, from MotherJones.com, Florida Republicans vote to strip power from chairman following rape allegations. Florida Republicans voted to effectively oust Christian Ziegler as chairman of the state GOP committee today. Actually, it was on Saturday. following allegations that he raped a woman, according to reports. During an emergency closed-door meeting, the party's executive board voted to censure Ziegler, strip him of his authority, and reduce his salary to $1, according to the Sarasota Herald Tribune. They also voted to hold a meeting on January 8th in Tallahassee, where they're expected to vote to remove him. Now, here's what happened. This guy, Ziegler, Christian Ziegler, head of the Republican Party in Florida, big ally of Ron DeSantis, he and his wife, the co-founder of the ultra-right Moms for Liberty, these are the people that are all for the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, banning books, attacking LGBTQ folks. And it turns out now that Ziegler and his wife, Bridget, who's on one of the school boards banning these books, have allegedly been in a three-way with another woman, a sexual menage a trois, for some time. What happened was they had another one set up. Bridget, the wife, said, nope, I can't make this one. And when the other woman found out, she said, I'm not going to do this because I was in for the woman. And Christian Ziegler, the chairman of the Republican Party, said, no way. And he allegedly forced his way into this other woman's home and assaulted her, raped her. He denies it. But allegedly, there are tapes of this. So the Republican Party's had enough. They're trying to get rid of him. He won't resign. His wife will not resign her position from the school board. Mr. Zomers, we have time to play this quickly. This is a cut from a former student in the school district in which Bridget Ziegler still is on the school board. This is great. This is from the student.
Bridget, our first ever interaction was when you retweeted a hate article about me from the Nationalist while I was a Sarasota County school student. You are a reminder that some people view politics as a service to others, while some view it as an opportunity for themselves. On this board, you have spent public funds that could have been used to increase teacher pay, to change our district lines for political gain, remove books from schools, target trans and queer children, erase Black history, and elevate your political career, all while sending your children to private schools because you do not believe in the public school system that you've been leading. My question is, why doesn't an elected official using our money to harm our students and our teachers for her gain seem to matter as much to us as her having a threesome does? Bridget Ziegler, you do not deserve to be on the Sarasota County School Board, but you do not deserve to be removed from it for having a threesome. That defeats the lesson we've been trying to teach you, which is that a politician's job is to serve their community, not to police personal lives. So, to be extra clear, Bridget, you deserve to be fired from your job because you are terrible at your job, not because you had sex with a woman.
I thought that was fantastic. I mean, this kid puts it right down, as Judge Weissman says, where the chickens can get at it.
Absolutely. That extra summary at the end. Right. Perfect.
To be clear, you don't deserve to be fired because you had sex with another woman. You deserve to be fired because you're terrible at your job. That kid nails it. Look at the hypocrisy that gets me. It's the fact that you can attack other people for doing things in their lives, for being who they are, that you think is sinful and terrible. But behind closed doors, you're doing exactly the same thing. It's the hypocrisy that I find so atrocious. Republicans want freedom for themselves, but not for you and me. And that's going to be a big issue in 2024. Ron, sorry we didn't have time to get to you. Call back tomorrow. Stay tuned. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next for Mr. Zomer. Thanks also to Senator Royce for joining us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Todd Allbull saying, keep banging your drum.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe.
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.